Tennessee health officials are writing new rules that will give people a way to donate unused drugs to charity. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the legislature passed a bill earlier this year, modeled after a statute in Iowa.
Philip Baker runs Good Shepherd Pharmacy, which is one of the only nonprofit drug counters expressing interest in using this state law. He says people have come to him with a cabinet full of perfectly good prescriptions.
It was probably a weekly occurrence that somebody would call and say, my grandfather died and I have all this unopened medicine. And in the state of Tennessee, I was having to tell him, I'm sorry, I can't accept donations. You're just going to have to throw that stuff away.
Baker says it was particularly difficult when someone was offering expensive anti-nausea drugs for chemotherapy patients that could go to someone who couldn't afford them. So he helped write legislation that will allow someone or even an institution like a nursing home to give old drugs to a charity like his. Previously, state law required nursing homes to destroy old drugs on site. Some states have estimated that millions of dollars worth of medication go down the drain this way each year. Donations should be able to start at the first of the year. However, there will be limitations. Pharmacies can only charge a small service fee for the drugs, and lawmakers decided to sidestep the issue of addictive opioids by banning any controlled substances from the program. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.